So, if you want to say, what do you want me to write to him? Che chiere che I write to him.
Le escriba.
Right. Che chiere che le escriba. You don't have to think of I. Escriba could be that I write to him, that you write to him, that he write, whatever. Of course, sometimes you may need a clarifier, and then you must say, che chiere, or che chieres, or che chieren, if you're asking several people, che io. In this case, io becomes the clarifier, che io le escriba, or che él le escriba, che ella le escriba, or quiero che usted le escriba. It's all the same escriba. Of course, when you get into the go-go's, it's very easy. They automatically all become gagas. So, I want you to do it, would be, I want that you do it.
Quiero que lo haga.
Right. Quiero que lo haga, yes. Or if you're talking to Roberto, I want you to do it.
Quiero que lo hagas.
Right. Quiero que lo hagas. And you're talking to several people, I want all of you to do it.
Quiero que lo hagan. Agan.
Right. Quiero que lo hagan. Agan. And if you want to say, what do you want me to do?
Que quiere que
that
yo...
I do.
Yo...
Mm-hmm.
Aga.
Right. Que quiere que yo haga. O que quiere que haga. If it's understood, or yo haga could be as a clarifier or for emphasis. What you want me to do? Que quiere que yo haga. Why don't you want me to tell it to him?
¿Por qué no me quiere que...
That is, why don't you want me?
¿Por qué no quiere que le diga?
Yes, you just said correctly. Why don't you want me to tell him? How would you say, why don't you want me to tell it to him?
¿Por qué no quiere?
Yes, a little more push.
¿Por qué no quiere?
Right.
Que se lo diga.
Right. ¿Por qué no quiere que se lo diga? Or que yo se lo diga.
Yo se lo diga.
If you need a clarifier, yo se lo diga. Que él se lo diga. Que ella se lo diga. If you want to say, I think that he can do it.
Pienso que.
Mm-hmm. He can do it.
Puede hacerlo.
Right. Pienso que puede hacerlo. Yes.
I was trying to make it that he can do it.
Hmm?
I was trying to make it subjunctive.
You see, if you say, I think that he can do it, then you don't express a doubt or an uncertainty. If you were to say, I don't think he can do it, now you have an element of doubt, of uncertainty. And then what will you do with can? Instead of puede, you will say...
Pueda.
Right. Pueda. Mm-hmm. So, no pienso que pueda, meaning I don't think that he may be able. That is the maybe. So, I want you to call me later.
Quiero que me llame más tarde.
Very good. Quiero que me llame más tarde. I want you to write to me.
Quiero que me escriba.
Right. Quiero que me escriba. He wants me to send it to him.
Quiere que lo mende, lo se lo mande.
Right. Very good. Yes. Quiere, or él quiere que se lo mande. Que se lo mande. Or que se lo mande a él, or a ella, or a usted. That is the subjunctive. But you see the importance, the high importance of using the stress, or sometimes I call it the push, in for the present tense on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last. That push, that stress is a signal also to you for comprehension and also in reading to know that it is either present tense or imperative command or the command tense, which is the subjunctive, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Spanish ears, when they hear that push, then they know it's present command or subjunctive, and immediately they tune in to the ending. That will tell them what it is.
End of recording 1.